Grace and peace from God our Father, His Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I have a recliner in which I take a nap every afternoon. In front of me there's a TV screen. I put on a show because that makes me sleepy, so I fall asleep. When I wake up, the show that I began has already gone, and I don't know what happened. But there's one complaint. At my right hand is a telephone. And just when I start getting drowsy, the phone rings. But now I learn to look at the ID. Who's calling? And many times it's out of area, so I don't pick it up. But that ring woke me up. And then it rings again. Another person asking for a handout, for help. I know the numbers, or some of the numbers, and I don't want to go call my wife because she's also taking a nap. So I write them down. But there are days that I do take a nap. And most days I don't. The phone rings and rings. And someone has to answer the phone. But you know, sometimes if the tables are turned, what if you were asking for help? What if you wanted someone to answer the other side and said, yes, how can I help you? What do you want? Have you ever thought of that? Most people that call us are from the Red Cross, the hospital, the police force, the sheriff's department. Now, I answer those from Nebraska. I'm an alumni from Concordia, Nebraska. The ones from Austin, Concordia, I answer them because I'm an alumni there. The seminary, again. And I tend to send them a donation because I remember those days. They were beautiful days. But like I said, what if the tables were turned? Well, that's what happened in our text today. The Canaanite and Jesus. The Canaanite and Jesus. Jesus had left his, I guess we call it a comfort zone. He left Judah and he went across the border. There was no fence at that time. And as they're walking along with his disciples, and as our text says, Jesus is for everybody. Not only the Jewish people, the people of Israel, but for everybody. So he went over there to tell them, I'm your Messiah. I'm the one that's sent from God to tell you the good news that I am your Savior. Well, here's a lady who knew that. A foreigner, a Canaanite. And she recognizes him and she's heard about him. And she has a need. Lord, Son of David, mercy on me. I have a daughter, demon possessed. You know how mothers are for the children. They love them. They'll do anything. And here she is. A foreigner, a Gentile, calling upon a Jew for help. But here was a special Jew. Someone must have told her that this was the Messiah, this was the Savior for the whole world. But she didn't give up because Jesus didn't answer. He just kept walking. The disciples kept looking at him and they looked at each other. And finally someone, one of them turned around and said, Jesus, tell this lady to go or do what she wants you to do. Jesus turned at him. I came to save the lost of Israel. And she must have heard it. She was not from the house of Israel, not from Abraham. But remember, when he died on the cross, he died for all. And it's a shame that there are many, many people, even today, even in our own society, even in our own neighborhood, that don't know that Jesus is their Savior. And it's our business to tell. You may think that they're not listening, but that's the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has helped us to gather here, to worship, to pray, to call upon God, because we are children of God. We learn from somebody, from my parents, from a neighbor, from a friend, that the Word of God says, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Hear ye him." The woman comes and falls in front of him and kneels down. "Lord, have mercy." And Jesus, boy, this is really a letdown. "Is it okay to take the food of children and throw it to the dogs?" Boy, what an insult. "And throw it to the dogs?" And here she was, kneeling and asking for help. But quick as she was, the dogs take the crumbs. The master of the house feasts their children, but the crumbs, they fall to the ground, and the dogs receive, telling him, "Hey, I'll even take the crumbs. I'll even take the crumbs." And I could just picture Jesus, a smile on his face. "Great is your faith. What you have asked for has come to being." Boom. And her daughter was healed. Her daughter was healed. You know, today we have people outdoors on corners asking for food, asking for money. They're beggars. We, you and I are beggars. "Lord, Son of David, have mercy." I am a crumb. Not the good kind. I am a sinner. And so are you. We're all sinners. What right do we have to go to our Savior with folded hands, bowed our heads? "I want you to do this for me." Let me give you an example about sinners. This body is a temple of God. I don't eat the right food. I take too much of the liquid that makes me dizzy, walk around crazy like. I smoke a lot. I don't visit the doctor because I'm afraid what he's going to tell me. But I listen to the devil. "Hey, live a life here. Because life is short. Have a good time. Look at all the others." Now listen to him. I'm being tormented by Satan, just like the young lady here or baby girl. The devil made her do things that the mother couldn't control her. Was she banging her head on the wall? Was she throwing dishes across the room? Was she saying all ugly words that came out of her mouth? And the mother said, "Where does that come from?" Only from a demon. Are we demon possessed? Do we do things like that? Do we lose our temper and take it out on somebody? Do we belittle people instead of lifting them up? Do we hug them instead of laughing at them? Are we possessed? Are we beggars? And if we are, who do we go to? And that's the only solution. That's the only solution. You know, the devil torments us, guides us to always do the wrong things. And sometimes we know what is wrong and it bothers us. And we say, "The devil made me do it." He doesn't guide you. He just puts it in your mind. Look what happened to Eve. And from Eve, sin grew, and today, like I said, we're all sinners. We all are beggars. We all need those crumbs. Because those crumbs are life-giving. We need the fruit of the Spirit. We need the Word of God. That's the right kind of food. We know that God sent His only begotten Son to die for us. Not only for us, but for the whole world. He suffered and died. He was nailed to the cross. And when He put His head down, it is finished. He came for one purpose, to save you and the world. And that's good news to people that are suffering, to people that are being tormented by Satan. That we have one person who is merciful, who is loving, who is caring. From the child to adulthood, He loves us all. And today we have the privilege of coming up to the table here, His table, and take His body and His blood and hear the words, "For the forgiveness of your sins." That helps your spirit to grow, to push off Satan. And if you know people that are being tormented, you have the words that can help that person go to the one that can help, the Lord Himself. He is the Lord of all. He is the Lord of all. This Canaanite woman did not give up. I know that you pray, but do you wait until your back is against the wall? You should pray. All your life should be a life of prayer. You drive your car every morning. You notice how many people get killed in car wrecks? And sometimes there's the innocent ones. Some drunkard comes and hits, and that person dies. You know, death is right around us, all around us. Cancer. You hear about it, and oh, that's a death mark right there. This woman came and begged. You and I are beggars. We have no right, because just as soon as we leave the congregation here, we'll go back into the same rotten mud of sin. We don't talk to our friends and neighbors at work about God, because they might look at you and paint it, "Oh, there's a goody-goody." They made fun of Jesus. Do you make fun of Jesus? No, you listen to His Word. It's His Word that builds you up to prepare yourself for the day when you come and face Him face to face. "Oh, you're one of mine. Get on this side." Oh, I don't know, but look, I did. Whatever you did doesn't count. It's what He did on the cross for you and for the whole world. I am a beggar. I need help. Lord, Son of David, mercy on me. Amen.